As newborn babes, alleluia, desire the pure milk of the word, alleluia, alleluia.
Sing aloud to God our strength, make a joyful song to God of Jacob.
You called in trouble and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder.
I am the Lord your God,
who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. With honey from the rock, I would have satisfied you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As newborn babes, alleluia, desire the pure milk of the word, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high,
and on earth His goodwill toward men.
We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father,
who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, our Most High, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Grant, we implore you, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may, by the help of your grace, bring forth the fruits thereof in our life and conversation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Quasimodogenity is from the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from the fifth chapter of 1 John. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. He is risen from the dead and is going before you into Galilee. Alleluia. After 8 days, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Page 141, the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Our sermon text is from John chapter 20, verse 19 and 20. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I have two topics today. They're both included in that text. The word peace, and at the end it says they were glad. I'm going to call it joy. Two topics, peace and joy. Let's take a look at peace first. How often have we heard someone say, "I just want a little peace and quiet"? According to the world's teaching, peace comes as a result of quiet. If you want peace, then you must remove the things that are getting in the way of peace. When there is fighting and there is war, when the armies withdraw then and return to their own country, then the population lives in peace. Peace is the absence of fighting and war. If you're stressed out over your life, then you need to withdraw from those things which are causing the stress. So cut down on the number of things which you are involved in, or get away from those people who cause you to argue and fight. Simplify your life, some say. Better yet, just get away from it all. Take a vacation. Think of calm lakes, soothing, bubbling brooks. And if you can't physically get away, then listen to some music, some nature sounds, or something enough that it'll drown out the noise of the highway and everything around. That's peace. Now on to joy. Joy. Our country's Declaration of Independence considers the pursuit of happiness to be one of the inalienable rights of the people. It's enumerated along with life and liberty. It would seem to me that the feeling of joy, well, is pretty close to that which we would call happiness, pursuit of happiness. Our own joy or happiness can be a guiding principle in the lives of ourselves or many. We do things because they make us happy or they give us joy. We take up planting a garden because it gives us joy. Or we refuse to mow the lawn and we pay someone else to do it because we don't enjoy it. If we don't enjoy our work, well, we at least do it until we have enough money to do the things that we want. Or we do it for at least 5 days so that we can get to the end of the week when we can have our joy, the stuff we want to do. But I've often joked that the Declaration of Independence does not guarantee anyone the right to have happiness or joy. It just makes sure that everyone is running around nutsy trying to pursue it. And there are many churches today who promise joy for those who are looking. No mention of sin and guilt, no difficult hymns to learn, and no commitments. Upbeat music, performances with repetitious praise choruses will put anybody in a meditative trance of joy. I can even remember early on in my ministry, there was a Lutheran lady who called herself a joyologist. And she went around teaching Lutheran ladies how to be joyful. I don't know that it worked, but in today's Holy Gospel, St. John also mentions peace and joy. However, peace is not the absence of stress or conflict, and we find that the joy, it's not the result of doing things which give me happy feelings. We see that both peace and joy are a gift of God. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's the Spirit of God gives these gifts. It's a gift of Him. And so what do we find? We find that peace, as Jesus comes and gives them an announcement of peace, He is giving out this peace. Peace is the announcement of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's love for us. It's about the free gift of the forgiveness of sins. And so that Easter Sunday evening, Jesus comes and brings peace to His disciples. Peace be with you. What about this peace? Is He taking away all the fighting? Well, no. He's already told them earlier, John 14, this is during His teaching on the Maundy Thursday, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus says, I'm giving you peace. In fact, He told them He was giving them peace Maundy Thursday. He says, but I don't give peace the way the world gives peace. And so it must come in a different way. And the peace that we have must be a different kind of peace than that which is the absence of war. John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So our Jesus, who comes to them on that Easter evening, has overcome the world. And it is in Him coming in the midst, standing with them, that they have peace. With Jesus, you have peace. And so here He is coming saying, I have overcome sin. I have overcome death. I have overcome the devil. I have overcome the world. Jesus doesn't take away the tribulation or the trials or the stress. Jesus simply comes in the midst, in the middle of them. It's not that Jesus wasn't there before, or that He isn't there after. He's always in the midst of us who believe in Jesus Christ. Where two or three are gathered in My name, there is Jesus. And where Jesus is, He is giving out His overcoming of the world, the peace which is in Him, which we receive. Two, joy. Joy is the result of knowing God's love in Jesus Christ through the free forgiveness of sins. So there must be peace first with Jesus, and then that which follows after is joy. Jesus creates the joy when He brings the message to the disciples of peace. Peace on that Easter Sunday evening. Peace be with you. We cannot really have joy. Oh, I guess there can be a fleeting happiness of sorts. But you can't have the joy by avoiding the reality of sin or avoiding any guilt or any talk of punishment or anything like that. Those are real. But we receive joy when those things no longer order us around, when they have been overcome. And though they may be like a thorn in the side, they're not our master, our Lord. Today's epistle speaks about it this way from 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So when you have the peace of Jesus, then the joy that comes with it of knowing that your sins are forgiven allows you too to overcome the world, for you trust in Jesus. And Jesus works in us. And so whatever is born of God, we are born of God. We become His sons. And so we can rejoice in being His sons and in having the forgiveness of sins. Look at the example that we have on that Easter Sunday evening. The disciples are in that locked room. Yeah, that's the example. Though they had been with Jesus for 3 years of training, they were still not living out of the forgiveness of sins. They were fearing suffering and death. That's why they denied Jesus and ran away. That's why they feared they might be arrested. When they saw Jesus had been crucified, they locked the doors out of fear, lest they would be the next ones to be crucified by these bloodthirsty Jews and powerful, hungry leaders. And they surely that night did not have joy. But Jesus doesn't take away their enemies, and he doesn't give them a vacation. He gives them peace, and this peace creates joy. Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Peace be with you. It's the announcement of the forgiveness of sins. And in that announcement of the forgiveness of sins, we receive joy. The second sermon follows exactly after the first. Peace be with you. And he assures them of their forgiveness. And then he says to them again, peace to you, or peace be with you once again. This second peace be with you is not, well, rules for holy living. But instead, he's getting ready to send them out with the message of peace be with you. They too need the forgiveness of sins as apostles in the pastoral office going out to preach the news. Jesus will go on to show how he is instituting the office of the holy ministry, and particularly of absolution or the forgiveness of sins. The pastoral office is not separate from the peace which passes understanding. Jesus never assumes the gospel, but he always shows them the forgiveness of sins. And the forgiveness of sins will change these scared disciples so that they will leave behind their locked doors. And being sent by him, they will proclaim forgiveness of sins to others. Later on in the book of Acts, we see them in the temple proclaiming the good news. The leaders call them in, they whip them, they say, "Don't say anything in this name anymore." They boldly say, "We have to obey God rather than men." The next day they're back in there, preaching the good news. Did Jesus take away their enemies? No, but he gave them peace. So that in the midst of all this, they would have the peace that passes understanding. And then when they are brought before the Sanhedrin again, whipped and released, it says that they counted it all joy that they were persecuted. Joy follows peace. If that isn't enough, the third sermon that Jesus gives, the next Sunday, he says to them, "Peace be with you again." Because apart from the forgiveness of sins, there is no salvation and there is no joy. Well, if those disciples needed to hear that message again and again, if they had been with him for 3 years, I think we too need to hear the message of Christ's peace about the forgiveness of sins, about how Jesus has overcome the world so that through us, we too might not be drugged down by the world, but that we too might receive eternal life. We need to hear the peace of God that will create in us a true joy. God doesn't take away our persecutions, our afflictions, or problems, but he will give us the peace that comes in the midst of them. For he is in the midst of us, and he is our peace. So the 12 apostles go out, and they work for the kingdom. They go out in all the world. They are persecuted, but they aren't scared. They aren't hiding behind locked doors. Even men like Paul and Silas are singing hymns while lying in jail at midnight after being beaten because they have peace. You too have the peace that passes understanding, and it will give you joy that will well up into an eternal joy, an eternal life. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The offertory is found on page 143. We stand.
Give me a clean heart, O God, and renew our spirit within me.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks for your Son, our Savior, who comes among us with comforting and forgiving words. Peace be with you. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask that all your people may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing we may have life in his name, and furthermore ask that Christ's life might be shown to our neighbor by our life and conduct. Bless our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, as well as those pastors in Christ, that they might give themselves to the duties of the office of the keys, forgiving and retaining sins. We ask for a good conference, safe travel for those attending the Adona Synod this coming week. We pray for our Learning Center, our Director Keeley, our teachers, staff, and students. We ask that all those members who are negligent in attending the services of Geist House might be shown their sin and return to receive the peace of forgiveness. Give to our newly confirmed members, Luke, Liam, and Colton, the faith to see themselves as members of that one flock and of the congregation, Trinity Lutheran. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask that the Prince of Peace might use rulers and magistrates to preserve and establish peace. We ask that the full message of Christ's resurrection might be published in every land. Bless and preserve our President Joe, our Governor J.B., the Mayor of Heron Steve, and all those who govern us in our nation, state, and city, that freedom, justice, righteousness, and peace may prevail. For our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, and those who attend to us in times of emergency, as well as all public servants, that you would give them commitment to duty and in danger keep them safe. Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful, the strength of the weak, look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus throughout the world. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected and calm the worries of the timid so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Be with those of various needs with Caitlin and Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor, Marcia, Tony, Gibb, Shirley, Vicky, and Keeley. We give thanks to you for the many years and blessings which you have showered upon Violet. Be with our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God,
But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
receive the bread of heaven, call upon the name of the Lord. For I am not worthy to come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for me, preserve my body and soul to life.
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Oh, give thanks to you. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.